put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Amen. You got to put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand, not fight, stand against the wiles of the devil. You have got to prepare yourself for this spiritual battle of being a Christian. You have got to be prepared. Amen. You have got to get yourself ready for what you are about to go into when you start, when you decide that you are going to be a Christian, when you decide that you're going to be a child of God. Amen. You've got to put on. Amen. I guess I could have said you ought to dress for success. Amen. You. If you're going to succeed, and notice one of the mistakes that Christians make is when they become a Christian, they may take off the old life, but they don't put on the new one. If you throw something out, you got to put something in. You give up your old life, but you get a new life. And oftentimes we say we've given up the old life, but then we don't receive the new life. How do we receive the new life? We receive the new life by instructions, by the word, and through the word of God. We have got to put on. We have got to be dressed if we are going to succeed. We have got to have the proper equipment on in order to be able to stand against the evil forces that are coming against our lives. You got to be strong in the Lord. You got to be prepared. Amen. You have got to be ready for the battle. Amen. Satan has already lost the battle, but all he can do now is roar. The Bible says, he used a simile, that the devil goes back like a roaring lion. Amen. He's not he doesn't have any teeth. He can't really hurt you. But like a roaring lion, he scares us and he intimidates us and he roars, and he really can't bite you. He just intimidates you through fear. Have you ever been scared out of something? Amen. We won't get into that. The truth of the matter is that you can't be fearful. And Satan seeks to roar and to scare. Well, he said, put on the whole armor of God. You got to be prepared. But not only that, if I'm going to stand, then if I'm going to protect myself, and I'm rushing this, I've got to realize that I must be properly prepared. I must be properly dressed. I must be properly equipped. Because he said, notice in verse number 11, he said, put on the whole armor of God. Any piece missing will make you vulnerable to Satan's attack.